Let's go to Matthew, the third chapter, verses 11 and 12, for our thoughts for the day. You know, our thoughts are like houses, and we live in houses, and we live in our thoughts, and we have a choice as to what we can think upon, what we can think upon, who we think about. And we can change our thoughts like we can change the houses that we live in. If we don't like the house we live in, we go get another house. And so how beautiful to know that we can change our thoughts day by day, thoughts that are not kind and not holy and not good. We can change them to beautiful, holy thoughts by meditating upon Jesus Christ. We find these words in Matthew 3:11-12. I indeed baptize you with the water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. God's Spirit is likened unto a fire. And this was not a new concept. God had revealed this to the psalmist many centuries before in Psalm 18 and verses 8 and 12 and 13. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And so, beloved, we see that from the beginning that God has likened his Spirit unto fire. The fire that can devour, as he says here in Psalm 18 and verse 8. And the word devour in the Hebrew means to consume, to eat, to burn up. And so how wonderful when we walk in the Spirit. No wonder the word says we'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh, because the Spirit of God will be like fire to consume and to burn up the chaff, to burn up those things in our attitudes and our dispositions that are not like Jesus Christ, to burn up the things in our desires and in our will that are displeasing to him. So it's wonderful to follow the Spirit of God and to have his fire upon you, and to know that devouring fire of the Spirit of God, his breath, his Spirit is like fire for purging. And so how wonderful to have that fire upon us and in us by the Spirit of God. And if we're saved, that's our birthright, is to have the anointing of the Holy Ghost and fire. Let us not stop until we have that anointing of the Spirit of God and fire. And we find another word about fire in Psalm 39 and verse 3, that fire will set our hearts aflame with love for Jesus Christ. There's a twofold meaning to this verse here in Psalm 39 and 3. He said, my heart was hot within me while I was musing, the fire burned. Then spake I with my tongue. The word for musing is meditation. And so there are two ways that we can kindle a fire within us. If we're meditating upon the Word of God and we're musing upon that, we will find that hot, fiery spirit or breath of the Word of God will leap into our spiritual man and set our hearts aflame with love for Jesus Christ, with zeal for him, until that we'll just be pressed into seeking him in a new way, in a deeper way, in a higher way. And yet, beloved, we can muse, we can meditate on the carnal side, in our natural side. If someone does us ill, does us wrong, we can meditate on that side of the fence likewise. And when we do, then we will kindle the flames of our anger, and our anger will burn on that side. But how much better to muse, to meditate upon the living Word of God that has the Spirit within it. Jesus said, these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And one time when the disciples, or many people, rather, had forsaken Jesus in the sixth chapter of John. And then he turns to his disciples and he said, will you go away also? And Peter said, Lord, to whom can we go? Thou alone hast the words of eternal life. Thou alone hast the words that are filled with the flaming spirit, the flaming breath of God that enlightens our hearts, warms our hearts, comforts our hearts. And so, beloved, fire does set our hearts aflame. The fire of His Word, the breath of His Word will kindle a flame of desire and longing for Jesus Christ, for His Word, for His presence within us. Let's go to Psalm 78, and we can see again that fire is light for the night. God testified how that when Israel was leaving Egypt, and how when she went through the wilderness that He visited her and made a preparation whereby that she might be encircled and encompassed about with a cloud and fire. In Psalm 78 in verse 14, in the daytime also He led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. What a comforting promise. What a blessed promise to know that we're serving a living, omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent God that has the spirit of fire that is a light indeed in all of our night. Even as we pass through this world, our entire journey through this world is like a night season compared to eternity with its eternal sun of righteousness and eternal light that will never be clouded or hidden or concealed. And yet, beloved, in this world, there are some seasons that are darker than others. We still have our day and night spiritually in this world. And how comforting to know that the Spirit of God is like a light of fire, that in our darkest night, if we will resort to the Word of God, if we will resort to our prayer closet and seek God and pray and study and seek His face, that the light of His Spirit, the fire of His Spirit, will manifest itself in total light, so that though we walk in darkness on one side, yet our darkness is lightened. The Bible said that when Jesus came into the world, that He was the light of the world, and the light shone in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. But those that receive that light, it will lighten the darkness. So how beautiful that John the Baptist prophesied that Jesus Christ was coming after him, and indeed He was greater. Jesus was greater than John the Baptist because Jesus had this eternal spirit of fire, this eternal fire that would lighten our nights. And so it's so wonderful to know His light. And John said in Revelation, the first chapter, that His eyes were like a flame of fire. The resurrected Christ, as He appeared in the midst of the seven churches, was revealed as having the spirit of fire shining and beaming through His eyes. So if we follow Him, indeed we will not walk in darkness. Yes, He will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Let us pray. Father, we thank You today for Thy wonderful promise that You will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. May we experience this baptism daily in our lives, that Your fire, the light, the love, the presence, the warmth, the comfort of it might encourage our hearts and our minds in these days as we press toward Thy soon coming, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.